Yesterday's plane crash revived travel fears. The holidays are approaching, and that means Congress is feeling the heat on its attempts to reconcile the different airport security bills passed by the House and Senate. Negotiators also are hearing from a number of interest groups with a stake in the bill. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
While Congress struggles, President Bush is sending more National Guard troops into the airports to make flyers feel safer. He said on Friday that whatever happens with the conflicting bills in Congress, Washington will take control of aviation security.
I urge Congress to work hard to resolve the differences between the two bills. They're not that far apart.
The Senate voted unanimously to have Justice Department employees do the passenger and baggage screening, while the House narrowly voted to let corporations keep doing it, with tougher oversight by the Transportation Department. The choice would be left up to the president. The Bush administration likes that and is working for the House bill. So is Kenneth Quinn with the Aviation Security Association, which represents the screening companies. They've had lots of well-publicized problems lately. But now, as Quinn says, he can focus on just the 21 House members and senators on the conference committee, 21 people who already know the arguments.
And they're going to go inside a room, close the door, and cut the deal. We can respond to information requests. We can summarize our position. But the time for really knocking on doors and trying to make your case is really over at this point.
On the other side is lobbyist Kevin Mitchell at the Business Travel Coalition, a group backed by corporations that overwhelmingly support federalization. Mitchell is working through senators who are not on the conference committee.
We need to empower the 90-some members of the Senate who are not on the committee to communicate their desires to the conference committee members.
But like other big bills that Congress has moved since September 11th, this one has provisions that have nothing to do with the main purpose. 24 of them were added in the House, as Majority Whip Tom DeLay found enough votes to keep screening private. One provision would bail out financially strapped airports. Airport authorities care about this, and so does the bond market. A client who did not want to be identified hired Paul Mako to do some lobbying.
We're working together with the airports themselves, the interest groups that represent state and local governments, all of which see this airports and bond market interest really is going hand in hand.
So many of the post-9/11 emergency bills have been loaded down this way that Heritage Foundation analyst Ronald Ott says lawmakers are starting to feel embarrassed.
They've become objects of ridicule at a time when we still haven't found many of the bodies of the people that died in the crash. To be down here in Washington looting the Treasury is rather, you know, unbecoming event.
The airport bill also has provisions to help credit card companies and Boeing, which made the four airliners hijacked in September. The conferees who meet this afternoon will have to sort through these provisions. And they will still have to confront the big question, what will it take to restore the confidence of the flying public on a permanent basis? Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.